Securely resting in the hollow of God's hand, there stands a university of dedicated Christian young people, preparing for their future work and service for Christ their Lord. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Some people place value in stocks and bonds, others in the wealth of jewels or homes, the gadgets of pleasure. No one knows the value of these material things. They fluctuate. But one thing has eternal value, the human soul. God is interested in what we are and not in what we have. And what we are concerns the soul and spirit. Jesus said, "For what is a man profited? If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" The answer to those questions is the most important answer you'll ever give. In the life of every great evangelist, there are certain conversion stories that stand out as being memorable. Dwight L. Moody, great evangelist of another generation, found this story to be both amusing and glorifying to God.
How about another beer, Joe?
Okay, as soon as I finish this.
What you doing?
Fixing a drink for Valentine Burke. Comes in here as regular as clockwork. Happens every night about this time. And he wants his drink and his paper pronto. No waiting. I keep this end stool reserved for him.
He really is tough as people say he is.
He's tough, all right. Don't know how many outfits he bosses. And I ain't gonna ask. There he is.
Man, he's tough looking as they come.
Here I am, Joe. Been a rough day. Where's my drink?
Right here, Mr. Burke. Sit down and rest yourself.
Where's my paper?
The kid ain't got here with it yet.
I was looking forward to reading my paper.
I know you were, Mr. Burke. I can't imagine what's keeping... Oh, there's the kid now. The kid, you're late. Mr. Valentine Burke ain't pleased when he don't get his paper on time.
Yeah, I know, but everybody wants the paper. I'm sorry, but they kept stopping me. I saved one for you, though, Mr. Burke.
Yeah, kid. Here you are.
Thanks, Mr. Burke.
Let's see. Hey, Joe, look at this.
How the jailer at Philippi was caught. That's what I always say, Mr. Burke. Them jailers is all crooks.
Yeah, I say the same thing. I came through that town, Philippi, once.
Yeah, it's a little two-bit town, about 60 miles from here.
I don't know how I've been there.
Now, shut up, you guys. I want to read this. I passed through this town, and I want to find out what he got arrested for.
You want another drink, Mr. Burke?
Nah, what I want is for you to shut up and leave me alone. I'm thinking.
Yes, sir. That sure must have been interesting reading.
It's a sermon by that guy Moody that's preaching at a meeting in town.
Yeah?
This here jailer at Philippi roughed up these two guys, Paul and Silas, and he found them hurting from the roughing up, but they was just sitting there singing.
Yeah?
God opened the doors of that jail with an earthquake.
Now, then all them guys broke out.
Nah, they stayed there. The jailer guy told them he'd be killed if they got away. He took Paul and Silas home with him, and then they told him about God.
Yeah?
This sermon keeps saying the same words over and over.
What words?
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
What's that mean?
That's what them two guys told the jailer. He did it, too. Give me a pencil, Joe.
Here. What you doing?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
I don't get it.
Shut up, or I miss my count.
Okay, sorry.
Seven, eight, nine. It says it here nine times.
What?
It says it nine times. I wonder what it means.
What's it say?
It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Oh. What's saved?
This preacher says right here, it means you can have your sins forgiven and stand before God just as pure and clean as if you'd never sinned.
You think that's true, Mr. Burke?
Well, I ain't led no life that would earn me any stars, I guess. Joe? Does it ever bother you?
What you mean?
You know, inside.
Yeah, I guess so. It bothers every man, I suppose. But we've got to go where we started. You know, like they say, you choose the road you walk.
But if a man chose wrong, Joe, he could, this Mr. Moody, this preacher says that God will forgive you and you can stand before God just as if you'd never sinned. It's because that son of his, Jesus Christ, took the rap for us.
Yeah?
Everybody has to die for his sins, and that's the way it is. Until this Jesus Christ says, I'll take the rap for them, and then they won't have to pay for what they've done.
Ain't nobody ever done anything like that for me.
That's what I thought. Must have took some kind of guts. Some kind of love. For me. He did that. For me. Joe, he took the rap for me.
Valentine Burke, underworld character, notorious criminal, gave his heart to Jesus Christ, who, as he put it, took the rap for him. Burke's life was completely changed. Within 10 years, he not only became an active, fruitful servant for God, but also a trusted citizen. He was even appointed treasurer of the sheriff's office. Perhaps you've chosen the wrong road. The Word of God is as powerful today as it was when Mr. Moody wrote the sermon that changed the heart and life of Valentine Burke. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Heed the words of Dwight L. Moody's message. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Thank you. Today's Fortress of Faith was adapted for radio by Doris Harris from the life of Dwight L. Moody by William R. Moody. Fortress of Faith is a worldwide radio ministry originating in Greenville, South Carolina, on the campus of Bob Jones University.